Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, two elementary schools suffered power outages in their area when stormy weather in southern Humboldt caused a tree to tumble over onto Redwood Drive between Redway and Dean Creek. The tree took down a power line and two power poles while it collapsed and trapped a vehicle between the downed line and the downed tree. This caused a power outage that left 1,800 people and both Whitethorn and Redway Elementary School without electricity. The school district instructed parents to pick up their children as students were sent home for the day. As of right now, both Whitethorn and Redway Elementary have their power restored, while about 300 people are still waiting for their power to be brought back. Employees from Pacific Gas and Electric are expected to continue working on roadways into the night, and they are still in the process of replacing the two power poles that were damaged. On October 8th, authorities from the Mendocino County Jail announced that an inmate in custody, 36-year-old Shane Murphy of Cleone, had been found dead in his cell. Corrections personnel found Murphy on the floor of the cell, and two cellmates were in the process of performing CPR, which was continued by jail staff. When the ambulance arrived, Murphy was pronounced dead at the scene. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued a statement today saying that the autopsy determined that Murphy had died from strangulation after he wrapped a mesh bag around his neck and hung himself from the frame of the bunk bed. Further investigation revealed that the two cellmates were awakened and found Murphy hanging and pulled him to the floor while calling for help. Wednesday night, a probation search in the 800 block of A Street in Eureka led to the discovery of reported stolen property from a store. On Tuesday morning, officers from the Eureka Police Department responded to a burglary alarm at a store in the 200 block of F Street in Eureka. It was determined that two unknown suspects forced their way into the store and fled, taking articles of clothing from the store. This led officers to conduct a probation search in an apartment in the 800 block of A Street the following night. Officers saw a male flee towards the back of the apartment, and that prompted officers to enter the apartment by force. The officers detained three people inside and discovered the articles of clothing that the store owner was able to identify as the stolen merchandise. No arrests have been made at this time, as the investigation is ongoing. Earlier today, the Eureka Police Department cleared out homeless encampments at the Palco Marsh at the foot of Del Norte Street. SWAP inmate work crews, along with a few city employees and officers, filled up dumpsters, gathering debris and unclaimed belongings. The cleanup came 2 weeks after an apparent accidental shooting that occurred in the same area. Two arrests were made during the Palco Marsh cleanup. One person was arrested for refusal to cooperate, and the other was arrested for existing warrants. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In wake of being fined over $1 million for wage theft violations by the California State Labor Commissioner Monday afternoon, the owner of the Oriental Buffet restaurants in both Arcata and Fortuna issued a statement on the restaurant's Facebook page refuting these claims. The statement mentioned that not only are owners angry, but every single employee of Oriental Buffet were deeply angered as well. The Oriental Buffet in Fortuna was fined over $350,000, while the one in Arcata was fined over $700,000 as well. Both restaurants, along with eight other Northern California buffets, were fined for wage theft violations that totaled to $16 million. Wednesday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department was awarded an $11,000 grant by the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. The grant will be used to combat underage drinking and other alcohol-related crimes. 21 other California communities received small grants from the California Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control as well. A jury trial date has been set for January 5th for Matthew Aaron Brown, who was accused in the Rancho Sequoia murder of Neil Eugene Decker back in July. The homicide occurred in the 2000 block of Rancho Sequoia near Alder Point. Brown and Decker got into a verbal argument over personal belongings, and shortly after, Brown shot Decker in the chest with a shotgun and fled on his motorcycle. The date to confirm this trial date has been set for December 17th. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.